Good morning, Auroville. Today is Tuesday, 18th of October, and right now it's cloudy with 27 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is overcast, with a temperature range from low 26 to high 31 degrees Celsius, and humid. Winds from the north at 10 kilometers per hour, and shifting to the east in the afternoon. And a forecast for the night says overcast, with winds from east-northeast at 10 kilometers per hour, shifting to the northwest in the morning. We will have chance of a rain on 60%. Moon is waning gibbous and 70% of it is illuminated. And here's Anandi talking on changes and a global changes action from 15th of October. Anandi, good morning.
Good morning, Miriam.
What happened on Saturday, 15th of October?
Well, I think that it was something very special that also I have felt when we do the World Poetry Movement, that all the people, they get together for read poetry, and that there was two more things happening in the world. And after this 15 October, where the people were outside on the streets asking for a change, but not like it was in the 60s or 70s protesting. They were doing workshops, trying to find ways to go out. And that, for me, was really, really amazing. You know, it's like something else is going on. And it's for this that day I wanted to come to the radio to ask other people. And I have one big question. What was the difference with the 60s, 70s, and now? And because B came, and he was an U.S. citizen, and the age of him is possibly in the 60s, 70s, he was on the movement. And I asked him, and, well, we have this recorded. It was very interesting. He said that it was nothing to that moment, and this moment is completely different story. That was nice. Yeah, we were all, yeah, love and peace and beautiful. We were feeling very well. But it was nothing else. Now is the people wanted a real change. They don't want these things anymore. And you know that they have problems in Brussels, in New York. They got beaten, you know, and quite badly. And they didn't move from the streets. If you ask me, in 2002, we have the movements in Argentina. It's for this possible was nothing to do in Argentina and South America. The people didn't go out because we changed very strongly something. When the bank were closed and we didn't have one paisa, no work, nothing, we have to find another ways, yeah? And we start with the exchange things, with this, how do you call this money that you invent, a different money? We call trees at the time, and we were using these papers because the banks were closed. I mean, I think that these moments are good because if you don't push the people till things like that, they don't do really change till the consciousness is going to change. And at that time, we don't need bad things anymore. But we are not there yet, no?
Are we aware of crucial moment as it is, as it was last Saturday, all over on the street?
I tell you frankly, Miriam, I feel that we are not really aware. And it's for this I wanted to start on the 15th something. I'm happy that some people came. Because we are not. Somehow, my feeling sometimes is we are sleeping. But we are sleeping because the play of forces here is so strong, that we all these things that the people are talking now, Mother and should have been the same 200 years ago. And we came here for that. But now it's like a what? And Oloro William told me the other day, we were expected to be the locomotive of the train. Are we going to be the last wagon? I think that we have the have kind of a responsibility, at least the people that were here for quite a long time, to wake up others. Because some people are really, I feel, because you know that I went out and I came back now, it's a kind of bourgeois things that it didn't happen before. You know, you have a nice house, and it was difficult before. Sometimes we didn't have food, you know. No, it doesn't happen. You go to the restaurant, you go to the Portus, and I tell you. And this change, when the people get a little with money, and also India. India was a different place 20 years ago. I mean, possibly we have to pass through this capitalism, saying somehow, and well, because the base of Auroville is just the opposite. It was going on in the world. I agree fully with you, and it's for this the people that were, acknowledging that we really have some responsibility. It's for this I wanted to start that date, and I make some compromise with teachers and kids to going on with that in arts and ecology especially, which change we want in Oroville and what we are going to do for that, because time of protest has gone 40 years ago. Now it's proposal time, no? At least do something. You know, these little things. The other thing for me to change is to don't have individual accounts. When I was fighting a lot for that, when the people came in the 80s and say, well, we have to have only individual accounts, this was a big change backwards in Oroville. Because we didn't have, I remember the last Purtus meeting, because we were just very tired of saying the same things. And I say, people are going to look for job now, because they are going to look for money and they are going to work in places that they have money. But the ideal of the thing is everywhere now. I mean, I remember to go sometimes to Pondi, Miriam, because it was too much here, and I wanted to connect with the outside world, and I went to take a coffee in the Indian coffee. I said, oh, but now, no, here, there, everywhere is the same. You don't have this huge difference. Yeah, that was all of ill, but the change is everywhere. We don't want the change only here for 2,000 people. And now it's everywhere, and it's working hard. The only thing that we have to join this movement, I mean, don't forget why we came here, what we feel, which little change we can do with the water, the use of the water, the use of the land to plant more, these little things, you know. But if we do these little things,
then we end up in the big ones.
Of course, of course.
Matrimandir team informs us that Matrimandir, the Park of Unity, the viewing point, and the visitor center of Oroville will remain closed on Wednesday, 19th of October, because of local panchayat elections. The Matrimandir will reopen for Orovillians and newcomers from 4:30 to 8 p.m. And due to the local panchayat elections, there will be no Pondi morning 9 a.m. trip by the school bus tomorrow, and also for the same reason, ACT will not be operating any bus services. Solar Kitchen and La Terrace will also remain closed for that day. But L'Avenir d'Oroville team members are available to meet anyone who has queries or concerns regarding planning and development tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the L'Avenir office top floor in Town Hall. The Water Cell invites the community to participate in a presentation about at Cinema Paradiso, 21st of October, this is Friday at 5 p.m. And our agenda is the need for a new water policy for Oroville, and what roles does the Matrimandir Lake play in this new policy. On Saturday, 22nd of October, at 8 p.m. in Pitanga, Jugal Bandi invites us to listen to Indian classical music. At 5 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan the same day, on Saturday, George von Reckem is giving a talk with the title The Closing of the Western Mind and an Enlightenment During the Information of Christianity, a series of hard-fought councils and creeds formulated what was the authorized thinking in the Christian West. At ARCA tomorrow and on Thursday, George is giving a workshop on chronotype at ARCA Red Door Library at 6:30 p.m. Tibetan doctor will visit Oroville on Saturday, 22nd, and for appointment, please call Kazan on 262-2401. On Thursday, 24th November until Sunday, December 4th, Hibiscus Art Village Project is organizing presentation and fundraising event. This is called for artists, performers, and all creators for the theme of the next generation. And all are invited to a meeting on October 24th at Kala Kendra at 5:30 p.m. The objective is to create together the program, both for those who are interested in putting up an exhibition and those who want to actively participate or perform. In Quiet Pool this Sunday at 10 a.m. it's a baby time, and they're asking you to respect the time and to bring swimming pants. And from November 1st, cash will not be accepted at La Piscine. One single drop of thy divine love can transform this suffering into an ocean of delight, wrote the mother. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.